Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel is under attack externally from Syria and internally from the Palestinians. That's the headline. David Doling comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Do you believe that Syria purposely targeted Dimona in this attack that happened just the other day?
Well, Jimmy, I can only quote the experts, really, because not being on the scene and not being inside of the command and control centers, etc., it seems growingly likely, and U.S. General McKenzie actually said this in the Senate on Thursday in some testimony about another issue, that the Syrians accidentally sent a S-5 rocket down into southern Israel. In other words, they fired it, but it is now believed they were trying to hit some Israeli jets that they believed were coming up to Damascus to strike some Iranian targets and maybe some Syrian targets there, and that the rocket overshot, came into Israeli airspace.
David, talk to me about the situation there in the old city of Jerusalem. Extremist Jews and Arabs going after each other. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, Jimmy, it's been the worst rioting in Jerusalem in some time over the past, really, 10 days, but it's intensified in recent days. And I might add, not just in Jerusalem. There were riots overnight on Friday in towns around Tel Aviv and in Jaffa in particular. So it's spreading to different parts of the country, but most intense in Jerusalem. As I said last week, it started when the police ordered Muslims not to lounge around in the steps to the Damascus Gate area. They were just sitting there, and especially with Ramadan, some were sitting up all night. They asked them to go home, and that started protests. And then right-wing Jews, as you said, young people, young guys in particular, came out to enforce that, and there's been clashes between the two sides ever since. So a tense situation, and 50 people, in fact, were arrested on Friday alone. But, Jimmy, the prayers at the Temple Mount, the Muslim prayers, did go off peacefully. There was a great deal of concern those would be riotous as well, but that didn't take place.
David Dolan explaining how Syria and the Palestinians are both attacking the Jewish state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David Dolan's report reveals to us the conflict in the Jewish state from Syria externally and from the Palestinians internally. This conflict is a page from the prophetic passages of God's Word, Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, and Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 5. The scenario unfolding in an effort to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel will not be successful. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...